giving their time to make it easy for you to give your financial support to KBOO, to community radio right here in Northwest Portland, Southwest Washington, throughout Cascadia and across the country and around the entire world. We're streaming online at kboo.fm. However you tune in, you know that this is a vital resource that you depend on. And KBOO depends on you, the listener, for its support. And that's what you do when you call 877-500-5266 with your pledge of financial support for community media. 877-500-5266. Make that step from passive listener to active supporter. It's easy, it's secure, and it's convenient.
You know, maybe you're out and about. You could stop by here at KBOO 20 Southeast 8th. Come on in out of the rain, get dried off, and we'll hook you up with a cup of coffee, a tour of the station, show you our digs here at 20 Southeast 8th. So come on down and see what KBOO's all about. See your community radio station at work and meet some of these great volunteers back here. And pretty soon you might find yourself as a part of this community. You'll be surprised how much different the radio sounds once you become a member and you are an owner of this radio station. Then it just sounds better. You know, here we don't fill up your newscast with ads. We are able to bring you this non-commercial newscast produced by volunteers in our Portland studios every single weekday. We do this only with your support. This is the way that we're able to continue to bring this to the airwaves, to the web stream. This is your chance. Make sure we don't get pushed off the air by the big capitalists. We know that times are hard. Everyone's short on money. Can you give a $500 gift? Think about it. It sounds like a lot, but it's less than $10 a week. Is that not worth it for hard-hitting, factual, accurate, independent news that you get here at KBOO? The number to call, 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. Come on down and support the station, 20 Southeast 8th. Every day we're bringing you investigations, we're bringing you exclusive stories about your community, empowering you to make a difference in the place where you live.
You know, there are other, in addition to all the individuals in your community who step up to support this community resource, there are some collective entities as well, such as Gravy, offering at 3957 North Mississippi Avenue, offering a full range of breakfast options for egg lovers, meat lovers, veggie lovers, and vegans. These are folks who are supporting KBOO by providing the food that fuels the volunteers taking your calls right now at 877-500-5266. It includes Knuckle Sandwich at 2137 East Burnside, Unit D, serving a variety of sandwiches, soups, and dogs, open 11 a.m. 7 days a week. Mississippi Pizza Pub, 3552 North Mississippi Avenue, more than 10 years of pizza and salads for the community, along with live music, trivia, karaoke, and bingo. It's all here, and it's here because you support it. 877-500-5266.
KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
We are very privileged to have on the line with us today Kathy Kelly of Voices for Creative Nonviolence. And Kathy is soon going to be sentenced for an action at a military base in Missouri. Can you tell us a little bit about your sentencing that's scheduled for next week?
Oh, you know, I should clarify a little bit. It's actually the trial that's scheduled on December 10th. It happens to be Human Rights Day, and we're very aware, Georgia Walker and I, that we have a big responsibility to try to bring the human rights of people who are targeted by drone assassinations before a court of law. But we're actually being tried because we're accused of criminal trespass to a military installation. The military installation in question is the White Man Air Force Base, and that's located in Missouri, and along with other people from the region, we had gone to Whiteman Air Force Base to the main entrance, and we had with us an indictment, a letter indicting Whiteman, actually, as an Air Force base for being in violation of international law, and we believed we were certainly exercising our own First Amendment rights to assemble peaceably for redress of grievance. So I don't think I was a criminal or Georgia, but we are accused of being criminals for crossing the line to try to talk with the commandant and deliver a letter and a loaf of bread to the commander of the base.
And you have spent quite a bit of time in Afghanistan yourself and are now facing trial in Missouri, which strangely enough has become a ground central for the struggle against militarization and racism by police. What are some of the parallels that you see between the militarization by police departments in the U.S. and U.S. military actions abroad in places like Afghanistan?
Well, I think it's very troublesome that people in the United States have become so accustomed to thinking that the only way you can solve problems is to have fearsome, menacing, frightening weapons that you can turn on the people that you think are a problem. And certainly, I don't think people in Afghanistan are a threat to people in the United States. I do believe that the more that we aim weapons and the more that we support people who are heavily armed and can really cause tremendous displacement and murder and disappearance and torture and imprisonment, and I'm thinking of the night raids, which are despised all across Afghanistan, the more we support that kind of thing, the more likely it is that people would become very, very angry at the government of the United States, at the United States military, at any Westerner that's in Afghanistan. And I think, likewise, the more that our police departments become so heavily armed with police who can not only carry guns, but other kinds of increasingly gruesome equipment, the more neighborhoods that see themselves as being targeted by this awful equipment are going to be filled with people that are angry and that don't want to go along with it. And what kind of equipment? Well, certainly the tasers. Now we found out that some of the equipment that the military couldn't quite get rid of in Afghanistan has turned up in police departments in the United States. Like, a police department in the United States bought mine-resistant anti-personnel carrier equipment. There was even a submarine that was purchased by a California police department. Well, that's way over the top, and it represents a usage of funds, public funds, that are so needed for education, for greatly improved health care, for meeting the housing. I mean, New York City alone has 20,000 homeless children on the streets of New York. So that's where the money should be going, and not to police people who themselves maybe get frightened or experience traumatic stress and have their hands on the trigger or place the person that they take under arrest in a chokehold and, you know, overreact with violence. And then later, the courts are inadequate to sort these situations out. We find that there's a very diverse response on the part of courts in different districts all across the country. In Beale Air Force Base out in California, people have crossed the line numerous times protesting drone warfare, and the charges are quite often dismissed in the courts, but that doesn't stop people from continuing their witness. And the same thing at Creech Air Force Base in Nevada. There will be a national mobilization happening March 1st through 3rd. And so listeners can find a place near them where drones are either being manufactured or operated and go and bring their voice of protest and possibly bring their voices into the courts as well.
And our listeners would probably be interested to know that there is a drone manufacturing facility in Hood River here in Oregon. Kathy, there is a chance that you will be taken to prison and sentenced to up to 6 months. What are you thinking if that is what happens? Are you prepared for that?
Well, I don't think anybody ever wants to in any way participate in the prison industrial complex, because it's a wicked, really a wicked system. But I also know that It's very, what would I say, easy to forget about the people who are trapped in that system. And we're not talking about six-month sentences when we talk about the majority of the 2 million people imprisoned in the United States today. One-third of the women who are in prison in the world, one-third of the world's imprisoned women are in United States prisons. And people face many years in prison, and I think any peace activist who goes inside the prison system can't help but learn more than they would have known if they didn't do that. So I do hope that if I am sentenced to 6 months in prison, that I would use every hour of, or every waking hour, I suppose, of every day to learn as best I can and to try to be a voice. Because, in a way, I think it's fair to say that there's a war against the poor going on in this country, a war against the most impoverished people in this country.
I want to thank you so much for joining us, Kathy Kelly, who is with Voices for Creative Nonviolence, their website, vcnv.org. That's vcnv.org. Kathy will be facing a trial on December 10th, which is Human Rights Day, for the alleged crime, or what they call a crime, of crossing the line at Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri, the place where Predator and Reaper drones are sent to bomb people in Afghanistan and other places. Thank you so much for joining us today, Kathy.
Thank you, Jenka. It's always a privilege to talk with you.
This is Jenka Soderberg with KBOO News. And I'm here live with you. This is Jenka joining you from Membership Central, where we are asking for your support for this community radio station. The noise you hear in the background are our volunteers actively taking supporters' pledges of support. You can walk right in and make your pledge of support, or you can do it by phone. We've actually only got 3 minutes left and $300 to go. That's $100 a minute, and I think we can do it with three of you giving $100. And if you are that person who wants that $20 a month contribution and pick up that hoodie, the KBOO hoodie, you can do that and be one of our sustaining members at the $20 a month level, which sounds like a lot, but it really isn't when you weigh what you're getting out of it. Your community radio station, the resources, the education, the free speech radio that you get. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. You know, local news shows, like you've just been hearing, are increasingly rare. The Oregonian newspaper recently cut its newsroom staff by more than half. Other local media agencies have cut their local news reports altogether. National Public Radio has cut its environmental reporting staff down to one for the entire country. Here at KBOO, we've got 50 active news volunteers. That's just for the news department alone. And those are volunteers that are working hard every day to find out the news, to bring it to you, to let you know what's going on in your community and around the world. And they're doing that not for the money, because they're not being paid. They're volunteers. They're doing it because they care about their community, and they want you to have that information. And they want to use radio as an organizing tool. If you believe in the mission of KBOO, if you support what we're doing here, I want you to call right now in the next 2 minutes, 877-500-5266.
And you know, all I can add to that, Jenka, is I would subtract the if, dear listener, and replace it with because you support this kind of work, because you rely on KBOO as a source of excellent newscast scene, because you want to support it, that is why you will call right now at 877-500-5266. A little, I'm bringing my own flavor to your passion. It's because I share that passion. I share that passion for community media. I share that passion for resistance to injustice. I share that passion for solidarity in struggle. It's all there because you make it happen with your financial support. You pay the bills. Our volunteers are working all the time and they're running up huge bills. And it's your financial support that covers those bills. 877-500-5266. 5266. A lot of us find ourselves with more time than money. We can't be available to be the volunteers who create the newscasts, who host the news and public affairs programs and the music programs. Let's not forget the arts here, the culture that makes us more fully rounded human beings and gives us and feeds our souls.
Come
and
down
that's
if
what
you
Cable
want to
is
volunteer.
For. Yes.
If you have time, come on down. Volunteer 20 Southeast 8th. If you can't volunteer, maybe give $5 a month. Maybe give $10 a month. Keep this station going. $20 is a low-income membership, $40 basic membership. Our average give is $90 a year. Now, that can be broken up into monthly deductions. Real easy to do, and we want you to do it now. 877-500-5266. Onwards to Rose City Native Radio.
The time is 6 o'clock p.m. Coming up next, Rose City Native Radio.
We are happy to announce a 7-hour special edition of the Grateful Dead and Friends starting at noon on Saturday, December 6th. We'll have live music from local artists Scott Law, Louis Longmire, Scott Pemberton Trio, and closing things out with the Garcia Birthday Band. Tune in and tell your friends to listen and become a member of KBOO Community Radio. The Grateful Dead and Friends special Saturday, December 6th from noon to 7 p.m.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from U.S. Agencies Credit Union, providing local banking resources since 1936 and proudly serving Native Americans and their families. Details at usacu.org.